Hello, this is Erin Pavlina of erinpavlina.com. Today's podcast is going to be about dreams about deceased loved ones and how you can tell whether it's really a visitation from them or if it's just a dream. So I get a lot of emails from people asking me if the dream that they had about their loved one is actually a visitation or if it's just a dream. So let's go over what the signs are of a real visitation, and then I'm going to explain when it's not a visitation, and then we're going to discuss how to get more communication and more dreams from your deceased loved ones. So signs that you're having a real visitation during a dream are when you see the deceased loved one in your dream and you make a comment like, "Wait, aren't you dead?" and you have the sudden awareness that you're speaking to somebody that you know to be deceased, that's a good sign that it's a real visitation, that awareness. Another sign is that you're lucid and aware that you're speaking to your loved one and you're able to think consciously while you're communicating with them. So you don't just get swept up in the dream content. You're actually able to think clearly, like, "Oh my gosh, she's really here. What am I going to ask her? Oh, there's so much I want to tell her." You have clear conscious thought. So if you're experiencing that in a dream about your deceased loved one, there's a good chance that that's a real visitation. Another sign is that the dream feels real, like it's really happening and like you really spoke with them. So when you wake up in the morning, you might say, "Wow, that dream felt so real. I really felt like they were there." That's because they probably were. So you'll have that sensation that it's really happening. Another sign that it's a real visitation is your deceased loved one will come to you with an urgent message or advice or even a warning about something that might be coming up or something that's going on with you. So if you're having a dream and a deceased loved one comes to you and wants to tell you something that feels very urgent and real, that's very likely a real visitation. And lastly, you remember the dream clearly. Oftentimes people don't remember their dreams or they think they don't dream at all. But when you have a real visitation, it's happening on an entirely different frequency and you're far more aware than in a usual dream. So when you wake up, you're going to remember the dream clearly and be able to explain it to somebody. So that if you can remember that dream very clearly, that's another good sign that it's a real visitation. So let's talk about signs that it's not a visitation, it's just a regular dream. Oftentimes people write to me and tell me that their deceased loved one came to them in a dream and said that they were suffering or that they were still in pain or maybe they were even in hell. And that can be extremely upsetting to somebody to think that their loved one is suffering on the other side. Most of the time, almost all the time, that is not your loved one coming to you. It could be your subconscious mind because you're feeling maybe some guilt or fear or anxiety about what your loved one might be going through. And even sometimes it's an entity masquerading as your loved one and it's trying to cause you to become upset or fearful so it can feed off your energy. So if you're having a dream where your loved one is coming to you and telling you that they're in trouble or they're still hurting or that they're in hell, don't believe it. That's not true. Another sign that it's not a visitation is when you're just simply dreaming about your loved one. For example, "Oh, my dead grandpa was mowing the lawn and then suddenly I was in math class and then I was talking to my old high school sweetheart." That's just a dream. That's just dream content. And you're going to dream about your deceased loved ones because you knew them. Same way that you dream about people who are currently living, you can also dream about people who are deceased. So again, if it doesn't feel real and you're not lucid and you don't remember during the dream that this person is actually dead, it's probably not a real visitation. It's just a regular dream. Now, let's say you want to encourage communication with your deceased loved ones because that's fun and it's nice to hear from them. Here's some things that you can do to encourage that communication to happen. First of all, think about your loved one at night before you go to sleep. It's like sending out a call. And it comes through on an energetic level. You don't even have to speak about it out loud. Just as you're lying in bed, think about your deceased loved one. Feel the love that you had for them and that you still have. And that's going to reach them and it's going to act as a trigger, which can potentially cause them to be able to communicate with you in your dream. So think about them at night before you go to sleep. Another thing you can do is to learn how to remember your dreams, because again, a lot of people do not remember their dreams at night. If you don't remember it, it's kind of like they're going to have to get through a brick wall in order to even get into your dream. So open your mind to that and try to be able to remember your dreams. Another thing that you can do is become good at lucid dreaming. Lucid dreaming is when you're aware that you're having a dream while you're having a dream, which is, I would call it sort of the channel that the deceased loved one is going to use in order to communicate with you, because it will be a very lucid, clear experience. So if you are used to having those kinds of dreams, it's going to be much easier for your deceased loved ones to communicate with you in that way. Think of it like opening the gate. It just increases your chances. Another thing I want to say is don't expect communication all the time. It's not as easy as you might think for a loved one to simply pop into your dreams. All kinds of energetic shifts need to happen. Frequencies have to be matched, and sometimes they could be coming to you and you're just not aware of it, or you're closed off and mentally and you're not letting them in. So do your part, but don't expect them to communicate every single night. Another thing you can try is I have a gratitude meditation on my audio program called Raising Your Vibration. And this is the 10-minute meditation that you do before you go to sleep. And in it, you have the experience of connecting with a deceased loved one. And what people have told me is after they listen to that meditation and then they go right to sleep, they often do have a real visitation from their loved one, because that's helping you match the frequencies. You're already in a meditative state. So in summary, I hope that your loved ones visit you in your dreams. I hope you've had a chance to have that experience, because it's a wonderful feeling to connect with them and know that they're still around and there for you. So do what you can to encourage that communication and really open yourself up to having it, and then remembering that it's happening. I hope that puts your mind at ease, and until next time, awaken, remember, and love.